Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, November 11, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Donald Trump says the midterm vote will have no impact on whether he runs for president. More states legalize pot. Financial problems cause a spike in alcohol abuse. A new report ranks the fastest growing cities in the USA. Also ahead, update listeners sound off about the election. But first, Donald Trump touting tremendous wins on Election Day. The former president saying the vote will have no impact on whether or not he runs in 24. Quote, there is fake news narrative that I was furious about the midterms. It's the opposite. The people I endorsed did very well. They did amazing. We had tremendous success. Why would I change anything? Unquote. Mr. Trump may announce his campaign plans on November 15. Voters in Missouri and Maryland passing new laws that legalize the sale of marijuana for recreational purposes. Another 12 million Americans can now buy pot the same way they purchase booze. Similar measures were shot down, rejected in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Arkansas. In total, 22 states now have legalized cannabis. The marijuana industry generates $10 billion every year. That is a lot of stoned people. More Americans turning to alcohol to cope. According to the RAND Corporation, 69% of men, 49% of women experienced at least one alcohol-related problem this year. Researchers say the rise in addiction is because of financial instability. 7 in 10 workers say rising prices cause daily depression, insomnia, anxiety. The average household spending $200 per week more because of inflation, but buying booze is not going to help that, is it? CNBC listing the fastest growing cities in America. Towns are ranked by economic activity, construction, tourism, new residents. Top five, Salt Lake City, Utah, Denver, Dallas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and the number one fastest growing place, Austin, Texas. Just 200,000 residents lived in Austin back in 1990. That figure has now risen to 1 million people this year. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. And by the way, BillO'Reilly.com is where we live. That is the center of our news operation. Of course, we do radio. You're listening to me right now. We do television. We write columns. We have all kinds of fun stuff on BillO'Reilly.com. You don't have to be a premium member to go there. You can just kind of drop on in. And I think you'll like it. I hope you do. So here is the map. Greg, Boise, Idaho. Shame on Republicans. They had it handed to them on a platter. Crime, drugs, open borders, inflation. I mean, what the hell else could we possibly pour on how bad the country is right now? But Republicans did not take advantage of that. I disagree, Greg. The message was out there that the Democratic Party is not helping Americans. Here's what it all came down to. Independent voters, which now decide elections in America, national elections, they broke for the Democratic Party by just 1 point, but that was enough. Now, I don't know why independent voters are ignoring the open border, violent crime, rampant inflation, the incompetency of Joe Biden. I don't know. I suspect it has something to do with Donald Trump, but I cannot say that with any certainty. But independent voters were the block that saved the Democratic Party this time around. Allen, Seattle, Washington. With victories by both Fetterman and Hochul, voters either don't care or don't see the problems around them, and the Republicans will never win certain blue states, including your own, Allen, Washington State. You're absolutely correct. Republicans will never win in California, in Illinois, in New York State, and others. But Democrats will never win now in Texas, in Florida, in most of the South. So there's a balance, but the tribes are dug in. Neil, Arlington, Texas. Republicans lost because of two things, the insurrection and abortion. People wanted an alternative and looked at the Republicans and said, they're worse. Something to that, Neil, particularly independent women voters. Abortion, I didn't think was going to be a crushing issue, but for many who voted against Republicans, it was. Now, the Republican Party had nothing to do with that. That was a Supreme Court decision. And January 6th is always going to be a problem. Chris, Simi Valley, California. With the Georgia runoff only 4 weeks away, is it wise for Donald Trump to announce his candidacy? I don't know whether it's wise. It doesn't really matter whether what I think or what you think, Chris. The man is going to do what he wants to do. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com this weekend. You'll like it there. And I hope you consider my book, Killing the Legends. We'll be right back with something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1918, one of the worst conflicts in human history came to an end. After 4 years of brutal combat, 9 million people dead, 21 million wounded, a continent almost destroyed, World War I ended. Here is the story. In the early 20th century, peace in Europe was achieved through a series of diplomatic alliances, but they were fragile. Political instability in the Balkans threatened the peace. On June 28, 1914, the heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, was assassinated in Bosnia by a Serbian. All hell broke loose all over Europe. Austria declared war on Serbia. Russia and France declared war on Austria. Germany declared war on France. England declared war on Germany. Presto, a world war. At the onset, many assumed that their country would be quickly victorious. They were wrong. The USA entered the war after the Germans torpedoed the passenger ship, the Lusitania, off the coast of Ireland. For the next few years, Europeans slaughtered each other by the millions. Soldiers were massacred from the air, land, and sea. Chemical weapons rained down on trenches. At least 100,000 troops were gassed to death on the fields of France. By the autumn of 1918, the Central Powers, led by Germany and Austria, had unraveled. Facing dwindling resources, eroding public support, and the surrender of allies, Berlin finally agreed to an armistice on November 11th. The warring parties signed the Treaty of Versailles in 1919, officially ending World War I. And here's something else you might not know. The Great War was so catastrophic, many believed it would usher in a new era of peace. Leaders formed organizations like the League of Nations to prevent future bloodshed. They were all mistaken. Exactly 20 years after the Treaty of Versailles, Hitler and Germany invaded Poland, starting World War II, a conflict that caused the death of 50 million people. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.